ko hau tēnei ko Peter Lucas e mihi atu nei ki a koutou, ko tō tātou kai kōrero i tēnei wā, ko Bruce. Te kai tiro tiro huetu o te waka hokulea, Bruce, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Bruce, can you please tell us what it's like to arrive in Aotearoa?
You know, arriving in Aotearoa is special. It's special for us. It's a far away from our home in Hawaii, but it's a beautiful connection to our past and to our family here in Aotearoa. So it's not like it's not a foreign land. You know, it's like coming home and reconnecting. That's the beauty of it, and that's what we feel.
You and Uncle Hector share a lot of experiences, the tūpuna māu, both knowing him. How did he influence your life?
You know, Māu influenced all of our lives greatly. He was a gift. He was a gift from the past. You know, I mean, he had not only the knowledge of the past, but he had the ways, you know, the ways, just the ways of doing the little things in life that was an older style, an older way of, you know, living and looking at your world and doing things. So, you know, his impact was really profound and really great on all of us, because this was something that, you know, we could only have, maybe we couldn't even have dreamed of that, of what that would be like.
Navigating stars. Tell us a little about what's involved for those of us that are not familiar with it.
So the navigation that we learned from Māu Pialug, our teacher, is based on what nature shows you, what nature provides. So during the day, it's the sun. So half the voyage revolves around the sun, daytime. So it's using the sun, it's also using the ocean swells constantly, and the wind, and reading the weather. And the weather obviously affects the swells and the wind and other things. At night is the stars and the planets and the moon. And always at daytime or nighttime, the very last thing that'll ever leave you is ocean swells. And that's why, you know, that's your greatest friend and your greatest ally is ocean swells. It's not the easiest thing to learn, but it's one thing that you really got to work hard at to try and understand the most. And so that's what, you know, when you're navigating, that's what you're using, all the signs of nature. That's how our ancestors did it. You know, that's what the kupuna did it. That's what Māu taught us. And so that's the beauty of the navigation, and that's what we strive, you know, to teach the next generation and, you know, keep alive.
We hear that 40% of the crew members on the Hokulea and Hikianalia are rangatahi, or young people. Tell us about how important it is to transmit the cultural knowledge that Māu shared with you and Uncle Hector.
Yeah, you know, we're... You know, for the continuum, yeah, for the ho'omau, it really is about constantly having the younger generation on board, constantly having them on board, embracing them, you know, redefining our roles as teachers and mentors, and the older generation, you know, matua, and just trying to help them find their way through all of this and make it so the navigation, the voyaging, the leadership in on the va'a isn't so difficult, you know, that only a few people will ever achieve it. You know, you try and make it so it's something that they can enjoy, something they can find the wonder and the beauty of, and help them, you know, down that path. So in the end, maybe they'll never be the navigator, but they will be someone who understands, you know, how it works, and they can always pass it on. You know, I don't know. I just want to thank the elders for what they've done, you know, what they've held on to all these years, the importance of, you know, who we are, our culture, our ancestral gifts and knowledge, you know, that they've helped to keep alive and to help constantly redefine for us, the younger generation, the importance of it. I want to thank them for that. I mean, the reason we're here and the reason we're doing what we're doing is because we're just following their lead.
How long do you think it'll take before you get back to Hawaii?
Well, we're planning on being back in Hawaii in, I think, June 2017. So it's just that, you know, this long voyage around the world is, it's going to have to be done in steps like that. You know, we can't just keep going and ignore weather and, you know, other dangers and stuff. So we're just going to take it, you know, kind of like be patient and take our time. But we're looking at like around June 2017. So after Aotearoa, then on to Norfolk Island in Australia. Yeah, so we'll be in Aotearoa till next May. And then we leave Aotearoa in early May. That's the plan. On to Norfolk Island in Australia, and then across the Indian Ocean to South Africa. And that'll be everything for next year, 2015. And in 2016, it'll take us from South Africa up to across the South Atlantic up to Miami and New York. And then 2017 will take us through the Panama Canal to Rapa Nui, back to Tahiti and to Hawaii. So that's the plan.
Well, thank you for having some time with us on Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiku o Te Ika.
You're welcome. Thank you. Aloha.